This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now it's time for Today on Twitter, where we're talking about the Grab outage and hashtag Grab down.
Yeah, so Grab experienced service disruption in here, Malaysia, Singapore, the Philippines, Indonesia. And it was a big one. I mean, I think a lot of people use Grab on a daily basis just to get places, particularly to work. I mean, that's been the overwhelming sense on Twitter today. For example, the Grab Drivers Malaysia Association President, Arif Ashraf, said that Grab drivers have been sending hundreds of messages about the service disruption, which began at 8:55 today. So like we said, peak hours for wanting to get to work on time, which again is very much the tone of the tweets that are coming through. Grab has acknowledged this issue, apologized for the inconvenience, and Grab Malaysia specifically said that the disruption was caused by a technical issue.
So as of about an hour ago when I checked in on my Grab app, there are still some issues. So basically, users who launch the app, you'd see a message saying the company is receiving reports that some of its services are inaccessible. And as you said, Lynn, this has, of course, led to a host of challenges. Just because of, I think, how ubiquitous the services have become, people tweeting about how they were late for work or unable to go in altogether, someone talking about getting yelled at by their boss because they couldn't come in. Riders as well were talking about how they're unable to deliver customers' food orders. Some said they couldn't log into the apps to start work. So needless to say, I think this has actually been quite an interesting reminder or an acknowledgement of how quickly and how widespread the usage of these sorts of services have become.
Because it's part of an ecosystem, right? I mean, if we think about Grab and its placement within within post-pandemic and pandemic society specifically, and you think about all the different things that you would use it for, and therefore all the different businesses that are also relying on it. I would be curious to know how many of how many restaurants or how many eateries that rely primarily on delivery services took a hit today because they could simply not send food, or you know, the app was not accessible to them. And so that's one thing. And then if you follow on from that, then all the riders and all the drivers who had nothing to deliver because the app is down. And I mean, I know it is just one day, but as is the case whenever there is any sort of tech outage, I think it gives us an insight into, oh, okay, so this is what it would be like if there was something huge that happened, if the app went down for real, or if it went down for a sustained period of time.
And see, the thing is, sometimes these services come along and replace a previous niche that we were used to. So I don't use ride-hailing services to get around. I have my own car. But if I didn't, and if I relied on ride-hailing services to get to work every day, and suddenly those weren't available, I'm not even sure I can walk out and hail a taxi anymore. That was a possibility maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's increasingly less of a possibility. I don't have numbers for cabs anymore as I would have maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So I was actually spending a fair amount of time this morning thinking about what I actually would do if this happened to me, and I'm not quite sure I know the answer.
So I live within a 10-minute walk of an LRT station, but not many people do. And this is exactly the gap that is always brought up. The
last mile don't.
The last mile connectivity. This is the thing that we always harp on about, that public transportation experts will also bring up in every conversation about Malaysia and how well we're doing with our trains in particular. So the buses are supposed to supply that, but then we know that there are issues there as well. And I think that going back to that idea of an ecosystem and the way in which it's become ubiquitous, it also means that to a degree it's papered over some cracks in the system, like the last mile connectivity, because it's like, oh, you know, worst comes to worst, or it makes sense for me on a daily basis to rely on this app. But again, when it goes down, then you start thinking about, okay, actually, what are my options here? You know, when was the last time you took a bus? Would you even know the bus route to get to work? I certainly would not. I know that for sure. And so, yeah, I think that it's an interesting time. It's also an interesting time going, if we circle this idea of ubiquity, to think about well, whether or not we are rewarding the people who work within the space, right? Because we know that that has also been a conversation around the gig economy. And perhaps a day like today makes you realize how important the various drivers and riders are.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if as today has proven, you know, these riders, these drivers form such an essential part of how so many people either move around or perhaps find sustenance during the day, how many businesses function in terms of being able to deliver things. And then on the other hand, we have issues and challenges, like most of them being paid on a piecemeal basis, not being given enough protection for, you know, healthcare, for instance, or coverage when it comes to perhaps accidents. And it really does open up a question of providing really a better safety net for these and not maybe thinking of them as gig workers at all, because gig implies that it's something that we can afford to pick and choose when we need. And I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore.
No, totally. And I mean, I don't think today is necessarily going to change the perspective of it all, but it's food for thought, right? Like, I think it's worth considering at this point, when we make the argument, remember days like today where people couldn't get to work, where restaurants didn't make money for the entire day.
Send your thoughts our way. We are talking about the Grab outage today. It started around 9 a.m. this morning. We'd like to know, were you affected by the outage? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was You Only Live Once by The Strokes. It is 5:49. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a number of different things. So earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing the Grab outage today, which affected drivers, riders, people who use the service to get to work or to get food delivered. And we've been asking you for your thoughts. Were you affected by the outage? You can call us 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have this message from Dylan.
So Dylan says, the outage shows why it's dangerous to have a monopoly. And I think that there is something to that, although in some senses, I'm not sure if, especially when it comes to food, we could necessarily argue that Grab has a monopoly as such. But I think actually that the other part of it is that it perhaps shows some problems with a super app, you know, with this idea of one app to rule them all or one app that does multiple different things. Because if you think about somebody for whom, for example, they need to use an e-wallet urgently and Grab is the only e-wallet they have, then you see issues with that. So I think there is something to be said here definitely about concentrating a number of different functions within one app.
Oh, I was one of those people when, you know, back when Grab introduced the merging of the apps rather than Grab Food as separate from the ride hailing, I was very resistant to it. And exactly for that reason. One, because I like organizing my apps on my phone according to, well, food on one side and financial on the other. But on the other, it's actually simply that it basically locks me into needing to rely on one super app when I perhaps need to only access one service. And it's not always, I think, the most convenient, even though I can understand why in some senses it can be.
Also, I mean, while we're on the subject of a single app, it's also the regionality, right? Because in this instance, it wasn't just one small app in a small country. I don't want to downplay Malaysia, but, you know, it wasn't just one app in one country that went down. Instead, it was a regional issue, which is why actually earlier we mentioned two hashtags that were trending, Grab and Grab Down. And Grab Down, actually, if you read it, it's mostly in Bahasa Indonesia. I think that that's where that particular hashtag originated. But yeah, the knocks are coming from all directions.
One of the pleasures of Twitter, of course, is that you get to read some very local responses and jokes and grouses. And if for that alone, it's worth clicking on the hashtags. But do keep sending your thoughts our way. Were you impacted by the Grab outage today? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So Patrick says, on the Grab outage, it's just like how we now have the convenience of power and water supply. Most of us can't build a fire with wood or fetch water from a well. These were the essential life skills. I like how we went from use ride hailing to it's now become as essential as water and power.
Yeah. However, this is also the argument that gets levied upon people, I want to say from Gen Y up, that there is a fundamental lack of life skills and an inability to do these things. And the counterpoint to that is always, well, why should I have to? And I think today is the answer to a degree. But I also think some of it, and I go back to this, especially in terms of people's ability to get to work, I think that speaks to a problem with our public transportation system. It also speaks, perhaps, depending on your type of work, to a problem with companies being reluctant to move towards working remotely. So while I agree broadly that you should be able to cook an egg and put it on bread and call it lunch, there are other things to do with transportation that I think are real issues.
Yeah, I don't think people necessarily forgot how to walk to work. It's just that it's probably impossible in many cases. Alvin says, outage, I got my subway through the app during lunch today. And to be fair, Alvin, I could access a couple of restaurants on the app. And a lot of people were also tweeting about how they could still get rides, but because a lot of people couldn't log on, the price of the ride was really much higher than it usually would have been.
I believe what the BBC trains its presenters to say at this point is other sandwich outlets are available. We were not paid for this segment. but I mean, I'm glad that you got lunch.
Keep those thoughts coming, whether on the Grab outage today or on the topics that we discussed on Parliament. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.